2 Timothy chapter 2, we have been considering a verse from this chapter for some number of weeks. In fact, this morning will be the 12th time in which we've considered this verse. And I propose to make it today the final time, the Lord giving permission. Second Timothy chapter 2. And we're going to read, beginning at verse 1, to again acquaint ourselves with the situation in which the apostle writes these words to his son Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not yet, he abideth faithful." He cannot deny himself. "Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." Amen. Well, we end our reading there. We trust the Lord will bless his word to our hearts. This morning, I'm going to offer you a very unusual title. I'm just going to call this message by one single word, and that's the word "and." And. And in a moment, you'll see my reasons. Before we go any further, though, let's just ask the Lord to bless his word. Again, this is your time to seek the face of God, to ask that the word would be made real and appropriate and applied to your heart. Father, now we would pray that you will bless the word of God. We would pray that you will allow it to be used by the Spirit of God to do that work that was intended and ordained of God for the people of God for this hour. Lord, let the Lord Jesus be magnified. Let that which concerns him be made precious. May that which is about him be that which is a delight for us to think on. But Lord, we pray also that thou wouldst open our hearts, that the faith that is needful within us would be fanned by the Spirit of God, and that we would set faith and love upon the Lord Jesus, our Savior. To this end, I pray that you will help me as your servant. I pray that you'll lead and guide and help and give words fitted for the hearts of those that hear. Bless now, undertake for us, we pray, in Jesus' precious name and for his sake. Amen. This morning I'd like to revisit the matter that I believe to be the single most important doctrine that a redeemed man needs to know. As was stated in previous occasions, the suggestion that the subject at hand is of a superlative nature and importance is derived from the text itself. In the face of false doctrine and ungodliness, the Apostle Paul states to Timothy that there is a foundational truth that winnows away false doctrine and establishes the basis for faith and the understanding of the things of God by the saint. And I say the entire matter that Paul deals with revolves around a truth that is unchanging in its nature and unswerving in its certainty. In fact, all theological truths that you will understand from the Scripture stem from this foundation. This truth that we are to consider this morning again establishes the groundwork for all that know the things of God, know of His salvation, and know of His Redeemer. I want us to take then again as our understanding this truth that all that God chooses will certainly be. All that God chooses will certainly be. How many of the Psalms note the perfect nature of the works and ways of God? How many wonderful promises stem from this simple but absolute truth? All that God chooses certainly will be. Hear one such. Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. If a man does not understand and believe that God's will shall be, he has no foundation upon which to rest his heart. For here, I say in these words, is the foundation of your peace. As we have noted in the course of our consideration over these last numbers of weeks, the truth of that God's purposes will be is the foundation of our power. We have seen that it is the foundation of our purity. It is the foundation for praise, for prospectus on the things of God, for preaching, and it is the foundation of our practice. The electing purposes of God is the foundation upon which all truth and faith are built. But I want to stress once again, and I cannot underline this more emphatically. Is there a way to underline emphatically? I cannot underline it more boldly. I can't paint it underlined with more. I want you to see again, and I stress that when we use the term electing, that we must be careful to first understand that election is a subject that primarily relates to the person of the Lord Jesus Himself. He is the elect of God. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1. He is the one that will have all things that the Father has purposed for Him to have.
He is that one whose person and work will bring the host of the redeemed
that
trust in Him to be with Himself.
We are chosen.
Yes, we are elect, those who trust in Christ. We are, but we are chosen in Him. We are chosen for Him, if you will, being that He is part of the Godhead. We may even say that we are chosen by Him. The Lord Jesus tells His disciples, I have chosen some of you. We are chosen in Him.
We are known from the foundation of the world, but we are known in Him, Paul tells us.
He is the center of the purposes of God and the fulfiller of every single
desire and requirement of God, and therefore we are seen that way
as well, but in Him. You are righteous in the sight of God, but you are righteous in Him. You are accepted in the sight of God, but you are accepted in Him. You are loved by God, but you are loved in Him.
Oh, perhaps we start to begin to see
absolute dependence upon the Lord Jesus in all things.
Today's thought
is founded on that truth. But it is that those who are in Him are not simply to rest on that knowledge.
You are not called of God simply to understand that you are in Christ Jesus. There's something that God would have you to do, something that He would have you to be, because you are in Him.
We are to arise, and we are to be like Him.
Paul says to the Romans in chapter 12, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect
will of God. That's the will of God.
Will of God that you would be in the Lord Jesus. And you are, as a result of being placed in Christ Jesus, being called to be those who that are going to be His, you are called then to be like Him. Against our text, another verse we've considered in this study. And that is Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The people that know their God. It is by you knowing your God that your God does what is in line with His purposes, that your heart will be kept and your way made right and pure. It's by you learning of Christ your comfort of soul. The Lord Jesus tells us plainly in Matthew chapter 11, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Oh, keep in mind, child of God, it is by your consideration of the Lord Jesus that you find your peace. Thou wilt keep Him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. How many times in the Scripture are we told to consider? How many times are we told to keep our thoughts centered upon Him? You know, when Paul says, whatsoever things are good and lovely and of good report and so forth, you think, these are things that we're supposed to set our mind on. Let me ask you, who is the fulfillment of every one of those words? Who is the primary picture that every one of those words points to? You keep your mind and your heart centered upon the Lord Jesus in the various ways in which He shows Himself. He shows Himself good. He shows Himself lovely. He shows Himself of good report. He shows all these different things. The Lord Jesus shows Himself. You are to think, how does the Lord show Himself to me as good? How does the Lord Jesus show Himself to me as good? Think on these. Think on these things.
Because as you think on these things, you grow in the grace and knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
You find that as you do those things, your knowing the truth about the Lord
Jesus will become your strength. I say, that is how He is our refuge and our strong tower. And we will see Paul make this argument
here in our text.
I am going to look again at this text today, and I imagine that this is,
as I said, probably going to be the last consideration on it.
propose to end the study as I began. That is, I will take one word only as our text.
When we began, the word that we noticed that we thought on was that word, nevertheless. Powerful word, nevertheless. In spite of all the wickedness and all the falsehood that was being seen and the ungodliness that was being practiced and the darkness that was being promoted, nevertheless, the electing purposes of God will be